The Delaware Division of Public Health, Paula, has launched a Lyme disease awareness campaign. What's it all about?
So we received a little money, a little federal grant money from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for basically to promote awareness and prevention for Lyme and other tick-borne diseases. So the campaign is kind of multifaceted. We've based it upon, we borrowed with their permission from Ridgefield, Connecticut Health Department. They had a campaign called the BLAST Lyme Disease Campaign, and basically the BLAST is an acronym for B is for bathe or shower within a couple hours after coming indoors. L is look for ticks on your body and remove them. And we really, really encourage, these tick checks after everyone's been outside. A is to apply repellent to your body and clothes. S is to spray your yard. There's a lot of landscaping measures that individuals can take to protect their yards. And then T stands for treat your pet. So that's the BLAST acronym that we're trying to promote. And, I mean, there's other things that individuals can do, such as if they know they're going to be hiking, to wear boots, long socks. Even though it's hot, we encourage the long pants, light-colored clothing. They can tuck pants into their boots. So there's a few other things that individuals can do to help protect themselves.
Why is blasting Lyme disease, Zika, West Nile virus, and sharing prevention tips, especially this time of year, why is it so important?
Well, especially for Lyme, fortunately or unfortunately, we're here along the Mid-Atlantic going into the Northeast, and Lyme is highly endemic in the state of Delaware. We are considered one of the top 10 high incidence states for Lyme disease. So if we can get the word out to, promote awareness and encourage, these simple little things that individuals can do to protect themselves, that's certainly what we want to do for Lyme and other tick-borne diseases. And then the same holds true for, we're going into the same season for those pesky mosquito-borne illnesses, and mainly what we would see here is West Nile virus. And while, approximately 80% of individuals would have what we would refer to as a subclinical infection, meaning they may feel a little bit off but not sick enough to seek out medical care. So the cases of West Nile virus would largely go unreported to us. But for a small percentage, they may have a rougher time with this, require hospitalization, and, have complications associated with it, with that illness.
All right, so we're talking about Lyme disease and the fact that the Division of Public Health here in Delaware has launched an awareness campaign. What are some symptoms, Paula, of Lyme disease?
Well, again, if you're lucky enough to present with that typical bullseye rash, that makes your diagnosis a whole lot easier. So that would be like a target lesion, look maybe like a bullseye, but, everybody's individual, so that rash can appear, have a different look for any from one person to the next. So that would be a big thing to look for, is that rash. But, the early symptoms are pretty nonspecific, much like a flu-like illness. Fever, headache, you're tired, you could have maybe some joint or muscle aches, things like that. So in the early stages, it's a little bit nondescript. Now later, if people aren't diagnosed early enough, they can have these late symptoms, and that's more like the arthritis symptoms. There can be cardiac or heart issues. There can be neurological issues. So that's why we really, really, and those are the cases that are harder to treat, so that's why we really want to encourage this prevention and awareness so that it can be diagnosed early.
Paula, in those later stages, because I know someone who was not diagnosed early, he was diagnosed very late in the game, if you will. He has a lot of symptoms and his health is very poor. Can this be deadly or can it eventually be cured?
Obviously, the earlier it's diagnosed, the easier it is to treat. Now, those that are diagnosed later, it certainly can be treated, but sometimes in those cases it requires IV antibiotics and maybe even to repeat the cycle of treatment. So, again, yes, certainly those that are diagnosed later, it is more difficult to treat. Not to say that it can't be treated, it just makes it a little more tricky.
All right, let's talk about some of the numbers, if we can. According to data just released by the CDC in 2016, can you talk about the numbers, the number of cases of tick-borne diseases and cases of mosquito-borne diseases here in Delaware?
Sure. So in 2016, in total for all of the tick-borne diseases, there were 545. Now, the vast majority of those were Lyme disease with 506. And then the remaining cases come from like ehrlichiosis, anaplasmosis, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and then we had one each of tularemia and babesiosis. But largely what we see is Lyme. And then in 2017, our data has just been recently finalized. So we were up a little bit for most all of these diseases. So we had a total of 691 tick-borne diseases compared to 545 in 2016. Again, most of those were Lyme. Lyme accounted for 608. So that was up by about 100 from the 2016 year. And then even when we saw ehrlichiosis, anaplasmosis, and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, those were also up as well from the previous year. Does that mean, you know, we have more positive ticks? Does that mean there was more awareness from the providers and more testing for these diseases? We can't say.
Do you see the season starting earlier and earlier, Paula?
Not really. And as so far as for 2018, it's, you know, if I only had a crystal ball to look at this better, but it's kind of unpredictable. I haven't seen anything unusual so far in 2018, but that doesn't mean we won't have a robust season.
All right. So since May is also Lyme Disease Awareness Month, and we've been talking about the Blast Lyme Disease campaign, how long will this campaign last?
It'll last through the fall. And so, you know, there's a variety of activities that are going to be taking place. We actually had, through that grant fund, we were able to hire a part-time trainer educator who's going to be available to go out and give presentations and do talks. Packets were sent to all the public, private, and charter schools, you know, with PowerPoint presentations, age-appropriate activities. Again, just to promote awareness and educate on prevention, we're doing a lot of social media and web advertising through our own Office of Health Risk Communication. There's a lot of materials going out to different types of organizations. We've done mass mailings to like the community docs that would be most likely to see individuals prevent with these Lyme or tick-borne diseases. Mass mailing have gone out to all the public libraries in the state. Materials have been sent to DENREC for distribution at all the state parks. Our trainer educator is going to try to target a lot of the summer camps for children. You know, when kids are starting to get out of school and they go to these day camps and they're, you know, out doing outdoor activities, which we encourage. But we want them to be safe. So, you know, there's a flurry of activity that's going to take place, and it will go through fall, hopefully.